Joining us now on the air and is Catherine Lazorko from the town of Chapel Hill, filling in this week for Pam Heminger, who is unavailable today. But thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And, of course, summertime in Chapel Hill is simultaneously kind of a slow lull time. The students are out of session. It's a little bit quieter on Franklin Street. No town meetings, anything like that. But depending on who you are in the town of Chapel Hill, especially if you're a town employee, things can get really, really busy in the summertime, too. So how is the town doing this summer?
Absolutely. Well, you know, some town departments, you know, find that summertime means a slowdown in their activity, especially if they're reporting to council and supportive council, which is on hiatus. So this is the time that those employees are doing a bit of planning and special projects. They're getting organized and recharged for the new fiscal year. But like you said, you know, for other departments, their work during summer is intense. And I'm specifically thinking about Parks and Recreation, which is running numerous summer camps and rec programs, and of course the public library that is running its summer reading program and many events as well.
And we just got done with the 4th of July not that long ago, and I know
That's
Parks
right.
and Rec in particular was just working their butts off to make that happen, and they did such a great job with
they
it.
They sure did. It was amazing. And they're already now planning for Festival. So
wow.
They are
no rest
on
for
top
the wicked, right? All right. So summertime. A lot going on in Chapel Hill, including construction. I know there's quite a bit of it downtown, and we want to get the word out about closures on Ridge Road that are coming up here.
Yes, on the road construction front, as you know, summertime is the season when the town and other public agencies come together to plan to get as much infrastructure work completed when we're at a little slower pace. So our focus next week turns to Ridge Road, which will be undergoing a reconstruction project. This will include the laying of new asphalt, new sharrow markings for bicycles, and new crosswalks. But what motorists most need to know is that next week, from Tuesday to Friday, the closure will occur on Ridge Road from Manning Drive to the entrance of Ram's Head parking deck. Now, access to the parking deck will be maintained throughout the project. On Wednesday of next week, the main entrance to the Ram's Head parking deck will be closed, and signs will direct traffic how to enter and exit the deck. But the deck will be just closed overnight. That's 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Okay. Would it be a good idea if you're on and about campus and you need to find parking, maybe just try to avoid that deck altogether next week and find something else?
Or? I think they're trying to keep that open.
Yeah.
So if there are other options, certainly.
Yeah.
Maybe seek
just
them
to get
out.
Around the construction, I guess, somehow.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But then coming up, Ridge Road will be closed again from August 1st to August 4th, and that's Monday through Thursday during the first week of August, along the stretch from Boshimer Stadium to Country Club Road. But the work on this project will be done on August 11th, and
okay.
that everyone said that's got to be firm.
That's got to be a done deal. The students are coming back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Speaking with Catherine Lazorko, Town of Chapel Hill, again, you can visit townofchapelhill.org for Town
That's
of Chapel
correct.
Hill? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
townofchapelhill.org to get more information from the town. And a lot going on this summertime. I want to get the word out about teen events that are happening every Saturday through the summer, right?
That's right. There's been a terrific lineup of events for teens occurring through the end of August. They're called Teen Nights After Dark, and they're happening every Saturday while school is out. The events are for ages 13 to 18, and the next one is a beach night pool party from 6 to 8 at Hargraves Community Center Pool. And after this, on July 30th, they're holding a karaoke night at Street Scene Teen Center. This is also free, and that event runs from 8 to 10. If you're interested in these for your teens, you can look up all the events on the Parks and Recreation website.
So are there qualifications to go? Do you have to sign up, register, be a member of anything?
I believe that you should show your middle school or high school ID.
Okay.
And I think that is sufficient.
That's about it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have
mm-hmm.
to be a Chapel Hill resident? Or?
I That is a good question. No, I don't think you do.
Okay.
No.
So you're a teen, yes. You're in middle school, high school.
Yes.
Show up and enjoy. All right. So a lot going on. And of course, the Street Scene Teen Center, which mm-hmm. is a hard phrase to say, but they yes. do so much good stuff over the course of the year.
If you have trouble with S's, that could be difficult.
I had to work on that when I was in elementary school. So you did too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's common.
Let me put in another plug about what we're doing for teens, because this has been an initiative of the town council to do more outreach to teens and youth in our community. And I just want to let you know that we're working on a new teen website through communications and public affairs. And this is going to offer resources on volunteering, involvement, getting around town. And besides that, it's just going to be a fun place for creative expression from our youth. And we aim to have the new website launched in early August, so we'll have time to involve teens while school is still out for the summer.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking with Catherine Zorko, town of Chapel Hill, talking about all the things still going on during that summer lull here in Chapel Hill and across the area. A lot going on, even though we often think about the summertime as that lull period in Chapel Hill. So much happens between June and August, including Employee Appreciation Day, which just took place, including the giving out of the Cal Horton Award, right? Which
that's,
is annual.
That's right. So we had Employee Appreciation Day last Friday, mm-hmm. and as they say, a good time was had by all. We did award the Cal Horton Award winner, and you may have already shared this, but I think it's worth repeating that John French, who has served as the town's resident services coordinator for 13 years, received the award, which is the highest honor the town of Chapel Hill bestows on an employee.
How is that determined?
Yeah, there is an employee committee that gathers nominations from employees all over the town. They nominations should be of employees who have worked at least 10 years, and it is reviewed by the committee. A recommendation is made, and ultimately, town manager Roger Stansel mm-hmm. makes that selection.
So tell me about John French.
So he supervises the Summer Youth Employment Program, and he spends many Friday nights running a basketball league at Hargraves. He was recognized for his work with the Visions Program, which is designed to mentor young African-American men in our community.
Awesome.
And if I may, I would love to just list some of the other nominees for this prestigious award. There are not very many, but they're also outstanding. Phil Smith, police officer. John Newark, our facilities manager in public works. Angie Turner, an administrative coordinator, also in public works. Andrea Judge, who is an administrative services manager in Parks and Recreation. Judy Johnson, a principal planner in the planning and sustainability. And then also Sharon Fisher, who is an IT analyst, and Heather Robinson.
Very cool. It's really nice that so many people are doing such great work in town, that you have just like a bevy of nominees every single year for this.
I think it varies year to year. Mm-hmm. This was an average number, perhaps. One thing that made the event a little different was that we did have more, we had some attendance from council members, and they were there to show their recognition and appreciation. One who came to stage to say a few words to the employees was Donna Bell, Mayor Pro Tem, mm-hmm. and what she had to say about the values and tremendous work ethic was quite moving, and I had a little snippet if I can so share it. She just said, "Today we are here to celebrate all of you, Town of Chapel Hill employees, who help keep the traffic flowing, the streetlights on, the trash collected, library books devoured by active young readers, our swimming pools sparkling, the buses rolling, summer camps hopping, parks and greenways looking so beautiful, and much, much more."
Awesome.
And I think we can all agree that that's a great family of employees.
It's keeping the verb straight too, because if the library is rolling and the swimming pools are hopping, that's maybe not
as
good.
They all got different verbs. That's good.
And speaking with Catherine Lazorco, town of Chapel Hill, we got to let you go in a couple minutes, but I wanted to say a word about the mobility and connectivity plan. There's a survey out for people to take right now to weigh in on what the town should do when it comes to making the streets and the sidewalks and the bike lanes more accessible. So how can people get involved in that?
Absolutely. So we kicked off off the community planning process for that in June, but we're continuing to welcome input from residents. We have a Wiki Map, which is a tool that provides a map of Chapel Hill and asks users to point out areas of safety concerns. There's also a mobility survey available online, and we really want to welcome people's input. You can go to, again, townofchapelhill.org, and it's /mobility plan. The input is very valuable, and the plan is not expected to be completed until 2017. Mm-hmm. So want to get as much participation as possible.
Very cool. So head to the website and participate in that. And before we let you go, where can people go to find out more information about the town?
So glad you asked that.
Asked me to ask that.
Oh, did I? Okay. Well, we have a weekly newsletter called Chapel Hill E-News that can be sent directly to your email inbox. And signing up is very easy. You can either go to the website and click on the I Want To button, and you'll be directed to the sign-up page there. Or you can also just send us an email to info@townofchapelhill.org, and we're happy to assist you. We also have numerous social media channels that are providing up-to-the-minute info, as well as fun ways to interact with us in local government. Local government can be fun.
Yes.
And anyway, we are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, to name a few. So just look for Chapel Hill Gov.
Awesome. And that e-news newsletter that you just get in your inbox, it's really great. Like, it's just a really good sort of clearinghouse for information, news you can use, cool stuff that's happening, statements from town officials, and just everything that you need to know about the town is right there.
Thank you. We work on that every week, and it is pretty comprehensive digest. And actually, if we're working on it this afternoon, and if people signed up in the next 30 minutes, they will get a very fresh edition.
Awesome. All right, townofchapelhill.org. If you want to find out more about the town and sign up for that e-news newsletter as well, I can do it in the next few minutes. You'll get one in your inbox today. Catherine Lazorko, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and I just wish everyone that they're having an enjoyable summer, and stay cool.